Blog Talk Radio.
Study on a Real Talk for Real People show. We study the Most High Word in its entirety without any inclusion. It should be. And have you ever wondered in a translation of Yah's word from Hebrew to Greek that some things can get misheard, misworded, or simply deliberately misinformed? If you don't understand what conspiracy is, you don't understand anything. Why would a big country as Greece was at that time focus on a nation of Israel and do a translation? Come on. I know you're a lot smarter than that, aren't you? Praise Yah and bless his holy name. If you know about conspiracy, you would know how they come about. They were more focused on Hebrews, and their language, to translate Hebrews' writings in the books, the so-called Old Testament, that they focused so much on this country, this nation, at that time when they were in power. Give you pause for thought, as it should. See, you can't believe anything your enemy says, especially in regards to your LOM. That's another fine reason why we study the Word of Yah in its entirety. Because you can put it together if you do the complete study. If you do a checkerboard move kind of study all over the place, you can't put these things to matter. That's why these studies are so essential and imperative. Essential and imperative that we get them right. And we can understand the dynamics which are at play even today. You know, they were talking about Hamas and the so-called bomb that did a magic turnaround and came back and bombed the hospital. Well, see, the thing about that is this, people. If I wasn't there, I couldn't sit. And they can't tell me anything about what they said. And America is in no prime position to be a proponent of the truth. Especially in way of the Native Americans, especially in way of us, especially in way of the guys, Afghanistan, where they told a lie to, we got your back and they flew up out of there. Especially in way of Vietnam. You know, America, morality and trust is highly questionable. Just because America said, oh, yeah, that was a bomb that magically turned around and it wasn't them people fought, okay? To justify more killing than war? Come on, I don't believe in fairy tales. I believe it's more than likely that they did what they did as far as this hospital is concerned. They said the jihadis did it. I just don't see that. But like I said, I'm not a believer in the system at play. I'm not believing those in Israel that said they Israel. I don't believe America is a fine proponent of truth and justice. And so I have my doubts. Maybe they did, maybe they didn't. I don't know. I wasn't there. But simply because America says something happened does not hold no weight for me. It's simply because those that are in Israel say that it happened holds no weight with me, because I wasn't there, and neither were you. It's true. I wasn't a witness. Y'all say you got to be a witness to something. I wasn't there. And I know you could take video, and you could change up video, make it. You could make the rocket dance across the sky if you wanted to. So just because America said, oh, no, they didn't do it. The hottest did it. The rocket went up and turned right back around. And just because those that are living in Israel said it happened, doesn't bear much weight with me. The only word I believe in its entirety is the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov. That's why we're here today. That's why we study. So, like that song back in the day, I can see clearly now. The rain is gone. I can see all obstacles in my way. See, when you study Yah's word, that's how you fit it. But if you're not studying Yah's word, you're totally confused about everything. And you don't know what to believe. Yah says, don't trust no man. And that's good enough for me. And if I wasn't a witness to it, I can't believe what somebody else said. And neither should you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And I'm going to show you the conspiracy at play here. Oh, Yom Su, that's just a figment of your imagination. No, it's not. There's a conspiracy against the truth, mostly in our camp, against us. I will show you. And the 26th chapter of Devarim. And it's not the first time. It won't be the last time to the Most High comes and redeem us back. So don't believe everything you hear and everything someone tells you. Only believe in the word of Yah. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And some of you are wondering, and rightfully so, because you should question everything if Yah ain't said it. Yom Su, what are you studying on that they are real talk for real people show? I just told you, God of Abraham, Isaac, and Yaakov, bless and praise his holy name. As we all should be, as the whole world should be. Praise Yah. But the conspiracy started a long time ago. We're going to break it down to you like you're 4 years old. It's sure a conspiracy. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. And you're wondering, and rightfully so again. Yeah, I'm Sue. Who are that Cottrell you keep talking? What you mean? That man ain't no Cottrell. Although that's his name, that's my brother. That's your brother. And I love him because he loves Yah. He loves the truth. He loves Yah with all his heart, mind, soul, and strength, and his brothers and sisters as himself. As should be. In any regard, for each of you. And Sister Abby, she's on a sabbatical somewhat, but nevertheless, she's still here getting her studies down. Stop running away from the truth, people. There ain't number one truth. And there's different narratives, but one truth. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. So without further ado, brothers and sisters, let me introduce you to my brother and co-student teacher, Brother Cottrell. Brother Cottrell, may the Most High bless you, brother. Your mic is hot, big brother.
Bless Yah, my soul, and all that's within me, bless his holy name. All praise, honor, and glory to the Holy One of Yisrael, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. Brother Yamsu Ari, shalom, shalom. May the Most High bless you and your family. How you doing, Ah?
May the Most High bless you and your family, brother. And how you doing?
All praises. I'm doing very well. Thanks to the Most High.
Me too, big brother. Thanks to the Most High.
Yeah, yeah. And the people you're talking about sound like children.
Mm-hmm.
Both the Palestinian side and the Israeli side.
Exactly.
It's like when your mother came home and you broke her favorite ornament or something.
Exactly.
And she asked, who did this? I didn't do it.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't doing it.
Exactly.
Nobody did it, but it's broken.
But it's broken. Truth be told.
And that hospital was not hit accidentally.
Mm-hmm.
I don't care if it was by the Palestinian or the Israeli. That hospital was hit intentionally.
Exactly.
So the world's on fire now. But we knew something was going to happen after you went to Washington
mm-hmm.
to ask Yah to forgive us and our ancestors.
Mm-hmm.
And we put that in the ethos. Because
mm-hmm.
every time we do things of that nature, it always reflects what happens next.
Exactly.
So people may not understand the spiritual realm, but we're dealing with the spiritual realm right now. Prophecies
exactly.
are unfolding. Yah's word is true. And you better know it.
You better know it. And you better believe it. Well, Cottrell, if you're done, I'm done. And we're ready to share Yah's word. As I said, chapter 26 of Devarim, a lot of you call it Deuteronomy. That is the Greek name. It has no meaning relative to this book. This book is Yah's word brought to you by Mose, the prophet. Because we need Yah's word in every aspect of our lives. First and foremost, the offering of the first tithes. See, a lot of y'all think tithes is what the tithes is what these preachers tell y'all every Sunday. You got to give your tithes. If you don't understand what a tithe is, then you won't understand the uses of said tithe. We're about to break it down for you like you're 4 years old, okay? Also, in regards to that, Cottrell, after this study, will go to the Zamar, the book of Zamar. A lot of you call it Psalms. That's not the name of that book. It's Zamar. And it's, we studied 147. I want you to notate this. It says Zamar 148. Praise to Yah from creation. You got to start off from the very beginning. Praise to Yah from the creation. Cottrell is going to bring that study, the last study. So without further ado, let's get started. Shane, go to Devarim. We're going to get started. It shall be when you come into the land, our land, not at the preacher's church, not at the pastor's church, or not at sister thinks she know it all church, which Yah the Elohim is giving you in our land as an inheritance. And you possess it. The who, what, when, where of the tithes. And dwelling in our land. That you should take some of the first of all of the produce of the ground, not your paycheck, which you shall bring from in your land that Yah, your Elohim, is giving you, and put it, not your paycheck, in a basket. Go to the place, which is in Jerusalem, the land of Benjamin, the temple, where Yah, your Elohim, choose to make his name abide. You shall go to the one priest. Who is priest? The high priest, not the preacher, not the pastor, not Reverend so-and-so. In those days, and said to the high priest, I declare today to Yah, your Elohim, that I have come to the country which Yah swore to our father in our land with these tithes. Then the priest should take the basket, not the basket of money, out of your hand and set it down before the altar of Yah, your Elohim, before the altar, not in front of the pulpit. And you shall answer and say before Yah, your Elohim, and here's how they try to confuse his people, how they try to make so-called serious. And I'm going to tell you how that come about when I read it. And bear in mind, I'm going to break it down to you, like for you though, right here, about those types. And we should say, my father was a Syrian. That's the translation from the King James Version, which was a pervert, okay? This guy. But now the translation came about from the Greeks. The word was an Aaron, Aramin, which means simply Hebrew. In their translation, they didn't say what it should have said. In their translation from Hebrew to Greek, to confuse you, they said Syrian. How the hell are you a Hebrew and a Syrian at the same time? I don't get that. But I did some further study, people, like you ought to. Don't take my word for it. Go look up the interpretation from Syrian and keep going back. Then you'll see where from the translation from Hebrew to Greek, they use the word Syrian. But the word when Syrian is Aram, Aramin, which basically mean in ancient time Hebrew. So you must tell the high priest that here's what you said. My father was a Hebrew about to perish, and he went down to Mizraim and died there. Few in number, 70. And there he became a great nation, heathen nation, great and mighty and populous. But the Mizraimites mistreated us, afflicted us, and laid hard bondage on us. And here's what Cotrell was talking about, what we did quite recently, to get answers, to get solutions, to see the dynamics of play of Yah. Then we cried to Yah. No, we didn't get a little pistol like Barney or maybe ARD. We didn't get no rocks like King Dawid. Our ancients didn't even do that. Why do we think we can prevail by doing something different than what our ancients did to get out of these universal captivities? The hand of Yah, our strength, gave us solution and salvation. And that's the same hand can give us redemption, taken back by him. And he said, Yah heard our voice because we cried out to him and looked on our affliction, our labor, and our oppression. So, Yah, who did? Your bow and arrow? Your pistol with one bullet and you can't make any more? Your King David like sling? No. What brought us out of those captivities and will bring up all of our captivities? Yah brought us out of Mizraim with a mighty hand and with an outstretched arm, with great terror upon our enemies, with signs and wonders. He brought us to this place and has given us this land, which he can bring us back again by redemption. A land flowing with milk and honey. So now, behold, I bought the first fruit, which is those tithes. I brought not your pocket full of money at the ATM machine. I bought the first fruit of the land which you, O Yah, has given me. When we're back in the land, those tithes. Then you shall set it before Yah, your Elohim, those tithes, and worship before Yah, your Elohim, not at the pulpit. So these pastors and preachers and reverends can grease their own pockets. You shall rejoice in every good thing which Yah, your Elohim, has given to you. In your house, you, the Levites, the strangers, people of different nations, who is among us, who choose to live among us. So let's get that tithe straight, people. If you don't know what tithe is, you shouldn't be giving. And another thing, those tithes were requested by Yah in where? The place he chose, not 4750 Street, okay? Not in the pastor's house, not in front of the Reverend pulpit, where you give a little money and whatnot. You can give that to the nation. You want to give something to help this nation out? You want to give some so-called tithes to the nation? Yeah, do that. Give a free will offering to Yah. Reach out to the nation. That's what you need to be doing. Show some love to the nation so the nation can help the people. And the nation can help the widow. The nation can help the homeless. The nation can help the poor. The nation can even help some strangers. So stop taking that money to Pastor so-and-so, Reverend, you don't know what he's doing, and preacher, go get you, and start putting that money of yours, which is not tithes, it's a free will offering. And stop calling tithes what you don't know what a tithe is. Praise Yah. Contrell, you have any comment on that, brother?
I certainly do. This is the first tithe of all tithes.
Exactly.
The original tithe.
Exactly.
This is the prophet Moshe bringing them up to speed with
right.
the history of where they at right then and there. And he's
exactly.
telling them, after y'all have conquered the Canaanites and y'all got the land distributed amongst y'all, the first tithe that you give is found on the land.
Exactly.
You pick up all the tithe that's on the land, of fruits, the vegetation. And we got to remember, when they spied out the land, it took two men to carry
right.
one cluster of grapes.
Exactly.
So we know that the land was abundant, it was rich, and the fruits and vegetables that they had was tremendous. So after
exactly.
they conquered, this is the first tithe of all tithes. He told them to put it in a basket.
Exactly.
In church, they're taking your money in a basket, which you know, somewhat represents this. But what's the purpose of it? The purpose
right.
of it is to celebrate Yah's promise that he fulfilled to us.
Exactly.
And the place that he chose to cause his name to dwell was not the temple, because the temple wasn't built. We didn't even have a king. We had
exactly.
the tabernacle. Wherever
exactly.
the tabernacle that he dwelt in was, that's where we had to bring the first tithe that the nation of Israel offered to the Most High God.
Exactly. You are you done, brother? I was flabbergasted. I was stumped because you're so right. You're so right, brother. Praise God. Praise y'all, brother. Any more commentary in our comments?
Along with that tithe, we have to make this prayer. And we should know the words of this prayer.
Right.
Well, they knew it. It says, behold, I have brought the first fruits of the ground, which you, Yah, have given me. You shall set it down before Yah, your Elohim, and worship before Yah, your Elohim. And shall rejoice. Why should we rejoice? All the good. Because we didn't do it ourselves. Which Yah, your Elohim, has given to you and to your house and to the Levites, the foreigner who is among you. So everything we got was given to us by Yah. We didn't get it ourselves.
Exactly.
And when Yah gives it to us, guess what? It's called the law of giving. We have to give back. Give back to the giver so he gives you more.
Exactly. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Praise Yah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we thank you, brother. And we continue, said, Yah says, when you have finished laying aside all the tithes of your increase, in the third year, the year of tithing, and have given it to the Levites, the strangers, the fatherless, the homeless, so that they may eat within your gates and be filled as a result of those tithes. Then you should say before Yah your Elohim, I have removed the holy tithes from my house and also have given them to the Levites, the stranger, the fatherless, the widow, according to all your commandments, which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed your commandments, nor have I forgotten them. I have not eaten any of it when in mourning, nor have I removed any of it for an unclean use, nor given any of it for the dead. I have obeyed the voice of Yah, my Elohim. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel. In conjunction, the land which you have given us, just as you swore our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. A strong affirmation. We have to say these words. You can't just think about it and meditate on it. You can't read it in silence. Every 3 years, we had to make this affirmation. It's an affirmation. You have to put it in the ethos.
Praise Yah.
Right? You have to say before Yah Elohim, I have put away the holy things out of my house, because you're not supposed to keep it for yourself.
No.
When you get the best of the best from your land, guess what? You're supposed to put it away for Yah. Why? Because it's holy. A lot of people don't know that.
Exactly.
And you give it to the Levite, to the foreigner, to the fatherless, to the widow, according to all your command, which you have commanded me.
Hold on, Godfrey. Wait just a minute now. Didn't you miss something? The pastor, the reverend, the Roman Catholic priest. Did you miss something now? Don't you put beginning in practice? Okay. All right.
I know who missed something. I know the preachers and the pastors miss this passage that they don't teach their parishioners about. They sure miss this chapter of the book of Scripture, don't they?
They do, brother. Quite conveniently, they do.
Because this clearly defines what a tithe is and what the tithe is for. So that means the poor, the needy, the fathers, the widow, the Levite get what? They get the best of what we got.
Exactly.
That's amazing.
Praise Yah. It's amazing.
They don't get the hand-me-downs. They don't get the hand-me-downs, like the stuff that you don't need. No. Mm. They're getting the best of what you produce, first and foremost.
Yah's looking out. Good looking out, Yah. He's looking out.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Any more comments, Cottrell?
As we continue to read, I guess so. We continue to cover this chapter.
Okay, big brother. In conclusion,
yes, sir.
We are a special people, Yah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? This day, Yah, your Elohim, commands you to observe these statutes and judgment. Therefore, you should be careful to observe them with all your heart, with all your soul. It should be an innate nature of you. Today, you have proclaimed that Yah be your Elohim, that you will walk in his ways, keep his statutes, his commandments, his judgment, that you will obey his voice. That's why we obey the word of Yah. Also today, Yah has proclaimed you to be a special people. You can't do what everybody else do. Just as he promised you that you should keep all his commandments and that he will set you high above all nations, which he has made in praise, in name, and in honor. And that you may be a holy people to Yah your Elohim, just as he has spoken it. That's why we got to speak the words, Yah, because he has spoken it. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cottrell,
Yes, sir. The most important part of the chapter that you read was the last verse,
right.
16 to 19.
Because
now Yah is speaking.
Mm-hmm.
What did he say? He said, I command you, my people, my nation, Yisrael, to do these statutes and ordinances. I'm not asking you to do it. I'm telling you to do it. You shall therefore keep them and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. Because if you don't do it with all your heart, guess what's at stake? Your soul. You have declared today. That's what we do. We have to make the declaration that Yah is our Elohim. Yah is our power. Yah is our creator. We have to make that declaration. Can't keep silent. Can't be quiet. You have to say it.
When
you say it, you have to do it, that you would walk in his ways, keep his statutes, his commandments, and his ordinances, and listen to his voice. A whole series of different things. Because his statutes are different from his ordinances. His ordinances are different from his commandments. And his voice, he might tell you to do something at any given time.
Mm-hmm.
But you better obey it. Yah has declared today. We didn't declare ourselves, did we?
No.
That you are a people for his own possession. What does your book say? A special people to him, right?
Special people. Mm-hmm.
We didn't make that selection, did we?
No.
As a matter of fact, we don't even like ourselves. We don't even choose ourselves.
Nope.
Trying to figure out why Yah chose us.
Mm-hmm.
But the fact that he chose us, guess what, Yamsu? He didn't choose us individually, did he?
No, he chose us.
He didn't say, Katia, you special to me. Yamsu, you special to me. Sister Nisanya, you special to me. He put that blanket on who?
Everybody.
The whole nation of Israel.
Nation.
Every brother and sister that's out there, whether they know Yah's word or not, what does Yah say? What does Yah declare?
We are special universally.
And if you don't see your people that way, something wrong with you.
Your finger's broken.
You don't know.
Yep.
Because Yah's promise, Yah don't just make flimsy promises that he don't keep.
Mm-mm.
And we should keep what he's telling us to do, all his commands. Whatever commander, chief, king of the universe, creator is telling us to do, why not listen to him? Because he said, I will make you high above all nations that he made. He made the other nations. He made Vladimir Putin. He made Kim Jong-un and Xi and Donald Trump. Yah made them. But he said he's going to raise us up in praise and name and in honor above these clowns that think they're ruling earth without the guidance of the Most High. That's why he said that we may be a holy people to Yah, close to the Most High, our power, as he's spoken. When Yah spoke, he created the heavens and the earth. So when Yah speak, it's not a flimsy thing. And this is our guarantee, right? Yah spoken. Yah said it. We didn't say it. Yah said it. Take it up with him. And the people in Israel today, they don't fit this, do they?
No.
They don't obey Yah's command. They don't walk in his way. They don't keep his statutes, his commandments, his ordinances. They ain't listening to his voice. They listen to America. They're listening to NATO. They're listening to the fourth kingdom, which they are part of.
Exactly.
Which rules them out as the people that Yah is talking about are his special people in this chapter that we're reading right here.
How they special? They doing what everybody else doing. They got the biggest gay parade in the world. Now, how they special?
I rest my case.
Okay. It's closed. and I second that emotion. Praise the Most High, Katria. Praise the Most High. Love, kindness, and truth. And especially let our souls and all that is within us praising so we can universally start to heed his counsel. Bless the Most High. Katria, if you're ready, my big brother. We're ready to proceed to the last segment of study in Zamar 148. Praise to Yah from creation, from the very beginning, very conception.
Ready, willing, and able. Do you realize the impact of that title?
Mm-hmm.
Because it's creation that's giving Yah praise.
Praise Yah.
Things that we think are inanimate, inanimate objects.
Mm-hmm.
The inanimate objects that we think are inanimate, it says creation gives praise to Yah.
Praise Yah.
So in this creation. Yeah.
And certainly they should, Katria, right along with us. Praise Yah.
So we're going to see the breakdown of the order of creation. Who's on top and who's on the bottom?
Exactly.
The order, how Yah sees it. Because we think so highly of ourselves as human beings on planet Earth.
Mm-hmm.
But watch the order of creation.
Mm-hmm.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
It doesn't give the title of the author of this, does it?
No, it doesn't, Kadriel.
Okay, so our brother knew exactly what he was talking about, whoever wrote this, so our sister.
Exactly.
Psalms 148. Praise Yah. Praise Yah from the heavens. Where are we starting out from?
From the heavens.
How many? There's only one heaven.
No. I don't know about what they're saying, but I'm talking about what Yah's saying. From the heavens, it's plural.
Yeah, Shemayim, heavens, plural. When they talk about people in and out of heaven, what heaven? What part of heaven are you talking about? Which heaven are you talking about?
Right.
Because it seems to be more than one if it's pluralized here.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Praise him in the heights. Praise him, all his angels. How many angels y'all got?
He's got a many of them because it's all of them.
Yeah, because we don't even know. We don't even know. Praise him, all his hosts. How many in Yah's hosts?
He's got many of them, brother. Can't count the number.
Praise him, sun and moon. Did you know that the sun and moon gives praise to the Most High?
I believe it.
Most people don't know that.
If the Most High says it, you better believe it, Conchil.
And how do you know they do? Do they follow his order?
They still set in motion doing exactly what Yah told them to do, when to do it, how to do it. No question asked.
Okay. Praise him, all you shining stars. Do the stars obey the Most High? Praise Yah.
You better believe it.
Because they tell us a star is gas.
Mm-hmm.
If a star is gas, that means it can't be fixed.
Right,
but you got
right,
constellations.
Right.
You got constellations that have been in place from the beginning. They haven't moved.
Well, brother, to be rather vulgar about it, and I don't mean to take it like that. I hope y'all don't take it. When you pass gas, gas blows away. So what are they talking about? If it's a gas.
Mm-hmm. Star of the gas. Look it up.
Right. It's a fixed object. Gas can't be fixed in the one locale. One night you go to sleep, you get up that next morning, you wake up. And that gas, that, if that's what it is, what the lie they told, that gas be all over, it be gone. It'll dissipate.
They call it mutable. Some things are fixed and some things are mutable, which means they move.
Exactly.
And gas is something that moves, right?
Right.
So how do you know? There's a science of water, right? Water has three parts, solid, liquid, and gas, right?
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
When water is solid, you can control it. When it's liquid, it moves. When it's gas, it's gone. Right? Steam. So the shining stars, praise Yah. They've obeyed his order from the time he created them. Praise him, you heaven of heavens. Do the preachers talk about that? The heavens of heaven. Which part of heaven y'all going to? The heavens of heavens or the heavens that praise Yah? Which one? You waters that are above the heavens. There's waters above the heavens? Whoa. Let them praise the name of Yah. And what's interesting that, you know, always baffles me, that if you know anything about the Jewish people, they never say the name of their God.
Uh-huh.
We know the name of the God of the Arabs. We know the name of the God of Christians. If you ask the average person, what's the name of the God of the Jews? They couldn't tell you. So how are you going to praise his name if you don't know his name? or you don't say his name. Let them praise Yah's name, for he commanded, he spoke, gave an order, and they were created. See what happens when Yah commands? Creation happens. Does Yah give us commands, Jamsu?
Yes.
And we don't realize that something is going to be created out of the commands if we follow them.
Yes, he gave us commands. For sure, Cartrell. You ought
to
know.
He told us to follow his commands, right?
Exactly.
And out of his commands, things are created.
Exactly.
We should try it. We might like it.
You'll be better off.
Yes, also.
You'll be better off.
Oh, yeah. Because
mm-hmm.
the things that obey his command that he created, he established them forever and ever. How long is forever and ever?
That's forever and ever, brother. There's no end.
Forever
and ever.
Ah. He has made a decree, which is a declaration, which shall not pass away. Praise Yah from the earth. Oh, now we're down on planet earth.
Mm-hmm.
You great sea creatures. You didn't start with mankind. You started with the sea creatures.
Because
mm-hmm. do sea creatures obey Yah's command from the beginning?
You better believe it.
Okay, because you got all kind of fish in the sea.
Exactly.
They say birds of a flock, a feather, birds of a feather flock together, which is true. Eagles fly with eagles, pigeons fly with pigeons, sparrows fly with sparrows.
Mm-hmm.
The fish of the sea, fish of a kind swim together, don't they?
Yes, sir.
Ain't no barracuda trying to hook up with no tuna.
No, sir.
Okay.
I ain't seen no gay parade or no fishes anyway. Go ahead.
So they give him praise. Matter
mm-hmm.
of fact, they depend on him for their food. Praise Yah from the earth, you great sea creatures, creatures that are bigger, greater, smaller, stronger, maybe even smarter than mankind. In all
praise
depths.
Mm-hmm.
Lightning and hail, snow and clouds, stormy wind, fulfilling his word.
Hallelujah.
These things only be out when Yah speak.
Hallelujah. Ain't no mother nature. It's Yah. Stop saying it. Mother Nature bought that thunderstorm. Mother Nature bought that hurricane. Mother Nature bought that. Yah bought that. They fulfilling Yah's word. Did you understand that? Praise Yah.
Call it an act of God.
Hallelujah.
Mountains and hills, fruit trees and all cedars, wild animals and all livestock, small creatures and flying birds. All these things give praise to the Most High. Every day.
Praise.
Kings of the earth and all peoples, princes and all judges of the earth, both young men and maidens, old men and children, let them praise Yah's name. Do we know Yah's name?
Yes, sir.
We should.
Yes, sir.
We better, because we should give praise to it.
Exactly.
For his name alone is exalted. And all these people praying in the name of Jesus, you better stop it. Stop it. Stop
some of them praying, in the name of the United States of America. The UN Council. See how this is working out for them. Go ahead, country.
Let them praise Yah's name, for his name alone is exalted. His glory is above the earth and the heavens. Where was he before he created the heavens? Where was he before he created the earth? What realm do you call that? People don't know because he didn't tell them. In the beginning, Yah created the heavens and the earth. You think the Most High is limited to heaven? No, he's not. He has lifted up the horn of his people. That's us. We don't even know he got a horn.
Mm-mm.
The praise of all his saints. And they got us thinking that we thinking about St. Mary, what's that lady name? St. Patrick.
Mm-hmm.
No, those aren't the saints.
Well, they name saints about every 120 years. Be a new one they name, so I don't know what they're talking about.
You know, the slaves made a song, right?
Yeah,
about the saints.
Mm-hmm. Go marching in?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Those are his people.
Marching in, too?
They marching to
heaven? No, they wasn't marching to heaven.
They marching back into the land. That's what the saints marching back into.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm.
So we are the saints. Don't let the Christian church fool you. Because all
you
those deacons and popes and cardinals, they definitely are not saints of the Most High.
Mm-hmm. It goes
they
on
pat themselves, they pat themselves on the back and reward each other with this title of sainthood. They are not the saints. We are the saints, the whole nation, in spite of our condition.
Cadrell, the next two sentences verify exactly what you're saying.
Yes.
The next two sentences verify exactly what you just said, Yah said. Go ahead, brother.
Yah has lifted up the horn of his people, the praise of all his saints, even of the children of Israel, a people near to him. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. Beautiful study, Yah. Beautiful study.
We're not waiting for Yah to come. He's already near to us. You just have to seek him and find him and click into him and follow his commands. We don't know what kind of creation will come out of it. So these words are very important, very powerful. It's the order of the universe. And we want to be a part of that forever and ever.
Mm-hmm.
We are the children of Israel, a people even near to him. That's the conclusion of the matter, that throughout all creation, we are the ones who are near to him. Praise Yah.
Praise Yah. And bless his holy name.
And bless his holy name.
We got plenty, many students out there. If any student would like to ask the question, here's your time and your opportunity to ask one. If you want to make a statement according to Yah's word, here's your time and an opportunity to do so. We're going to wait a couple of seconds till you make your minds up. Otherwise, we're going to praise and bless Yah, and we're going to get ready to get out of here. Kajriel, what's your closing remarks and comments, brother?
Pretty much made, you know, all the comments and observations enough to meditate on, enough to think about, enough to apply to ourselves and try to activate so much power in these words that, I mean, we could dwell on this stuff forever.
Praise Yah.
Praise Yah.
Kajriel, as those young folks say, I'm going to say it also. Say no more. Praise Yah. I concur with you. Praise Yah and bless his holy name. Cadriel, fellow students, may the Most High bless you. We love you. Shalom and good night.
The children are